And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday, November 23rd, 2017. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. In the news today, one person was hospitalized in a three-vehicle accident in Amador County last evening. According to reports, the first vehicle was traveling west on Lower Ridge Road, and it stopped to make a left turn into the Sierra Janitorial parking lot. A second vehicle, following close behind, failed to stop and rear-ended the first vehicle. The collision pushed the vehicle into the oncoming lane of traffic, striking a third vehicle traveling in the opposite direction. All three vehicles sustained moderate to severe damage, and the incident tied up traffic while emergency crews treated the injured party and later removed the vehicles and debris from the roadway. The accident is currently under investigation. Well, once the first big-box-style retailer in Amador County, the Kmart store in Martell, quietly closed its doors for the final time on Sunday. First opened in November of 1990, in recent years the store has faced tough competition from online retail and a Walmart store just down the road. Earlier this year, in August, Sears Holdings, the parent company of Kmart, announced 28 Kmart stores would be closing this year as the company continues to transform its business model so that the company's physical store footprint and digital capacities can meet the needs and preference of customers. The Martell store was one of four stores in California tagged to close its doors. Now, after 27 years as a shopping option for locals, the large store sits empty this morning with the future of the building unclear. Well, looking for a bit of exercise before or after that Thanksgiving meal? How about hitting the slopes? Kirkwood opened yesterday, kicking off the 2017-18 ski and snowboard season. Chairs 1, 5, 6, and 11 are now running, accessing 350 acres of skiable terrain. With more snow in the forecast and cold temperatures allowing for productive snowmaking, additional terrain is expected to open during the coming weeks. All guests are reminded to observe all posted signs and closures, especially during this early part of the season. For more information and daily updates, visit the Kirkwood Mountain website. Well, Thanksgiving weekend, traditionally one of the busiest times in America on the roadways, also one of the deadliest as well. California Highway Patrol is holding another maximum enforcement period with all available officers on the roadway till 11:59 Sunday evening. Last year, out of the 27 people killed within the CHP's jurisdiction, 14 were not wearing a seatbelt. CHP says that research shows that wearing a seatbelt is one of the simplest things you can do to stay safe when traveling in a vehicle. And according to AAA of Northern California, if you party a little bit too much, you're going to need a ride home. And their Tipsy Toe service kicks in tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. It runs through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Tipsy Toe provides anyone, even AAA non-members, with a free up to 10-mile tow and ride home. For longer distances, motorists will be charged a standard towing fee. Drivers, passengers, party hosts, bartenders, and or restaurant managers just simply need to call 1-800-222-4357 between 6 p.m. tonight and 6 a.m. tomorrow. Say you need a tipsy tow, and the rest will be done. This service will not include roadside assistance. And coming up in just about 50 minutes, less than an hour, it's the 15th annual Turkey Trot taking place today up at Lake Taboo. Talked to Beth Stanton just a few minutes ago. She's heading up there with the food bank truck, and Beth's going to call us about 8 o'clock maybe. We'll see if we can get her on the air from Taboo and talk a little bit about it. It's a 2.7 walk run once around the lake, or a 6.4-mile walk and run out and back. Now, please consider a monetary donation or a bag of non-perishable groceries. And like Dr. Bob Hartman, who was here earlier in the week, said, the food bank welcomes all donations during this time of year. No T-shirts, no registration fees, just really a monetary donation or a bag of groceries. That's all it takes. And prizes will be awarded for completely random and, as Dr. Bob said, nonsensical reasons and categories. So there we go. That's the 15th annual Turkey Trot to benefit the Interfaith Food Bank. 8 o'clock this morning. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thanksgiving Day from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Let's see. Let's continue here with, let's move from Mrs. Thomas's class to, where should we go? Let's go to, Plymouth. Mr. Flint's and Mrs. Schultz, I think is the name, class. Let's see. How do we cook a turkey? Well, Aiden in the third grade says, first, you wash it in cold water, then stuff it with stuffing, put it in the oven for half an hour, and enjoy. All right. Alan, first you cut the head off, then grill the turkey, then put it in the oven, then put gravy on the turkey, then eat the turkey. That's Alan in grade two. And let's see, Mrs. Kantek's fifth grade class there at Plymouth, and a little bit more sophisticated, okay? A little bit more sophisticated. This is Jalen, fifth grade. First, you put the thermometer in the turkey. Then add some butter and salt, then put it in the oven. Then you wait an hour or so, add more butter with sage. Okay? You put it back in the oven, then you keep repeating this. Last, you check on the turkey to see if it's done, and if it is, take it out of the oven, put a pinch of salt and a little bit of butter on it, and enjoy. Jalen likes that butter, huh? Jalen likes the butter. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from all of us here at KVGC and the Amador County School Children.